After a lifetime of contributions to the field, British environmental scientist James Lovelock has died. Known for his influential Gaia theory, Lovelock passed away Tuesday at the age of 103. Joining us now to help remember Lovelock and his legacy is environmentalist Bill McKibben. Welcome to the program, Bill.
A pleasure to be with you.
James Lovelock is perhaps best known for the Gaia theory, which he developed with biologist Lynn Margulies in the 70s. Explain the theory and the impact that it had on our scientific understanding at the time.
The theory basically is that the Earth is a kind of self-regulating environment, that it's an organism in and of itself, at least that's a metaphorical way to think about it and a practical way. And this really helped people begin to understand that things like the climate change were truly possible. Now, of course, Lovelock had helped open up that world for us already. His invention earlier on of the instruments that helped us detect the damage to the ozone layer were one of the signal accomplishments in all of human history. If he hadn't done that and a few others hadn't made use of it, we might well be in even deeper trouble than we're in now.
Of course, the specter of climate change is still very much looming over us, and James Lovelock was cynical about whether we'd be able to actually get ourselves out of this crisis. I want to play this clip of him talking about it in a 2014 interview for Naked Science.
We will be entering a world where supplies of food becomes more and more scarce. Anyone with an imagination can see the awful human consequences of that. And we're talking about something which is only about 30 years ahead.
So that's interesting because despite his apocalyptic view of climate change, Lovelock also didn't really consider himself an environmentalist. How do you make sense of that contradiction?
Well, I've only had the chance to meet him a few times, and he was, by any definition, a curmudgeon. He had that some of that Thoreauvian antipathy towards joining in movements and things. So that may have been what he meant. But whether or not he was philosophically on the side of environmentalism, he did the environment and all of us an extraordinary favor, first by alerting us to the crises that were at hand, and then by providing us with the metaphors and to really understand how to think about this world and how to understand both its fragility and its resilience.
Beyond his scientific contributions, what can you tell us about who Lovelock was as a person?
Well, he was a polymath, almost an incarnation of those earlier 19th century sort of geniuses who were able to invent new gadgets, but also theorize at a high level. I mean, and he did this almost entirely outside the academic orbit. He was a freelance of the highest sort, and he was able to pursue his work on his own to the end.
That was environmentalist Bill McKibben reflecting on the legacy of British ecologist James Lovelock, who died Tuesday at the age of 103. Bill, thank you for the memories.
Well, thank you very much for the chance to share them.